America Weekend.
Thank you for coming along. Valerie Smaldone here with some interesting news. You know, we do this feature, News You May Have Missed, right? News that is not earth-shattering news. It's not really anything that's terribly timely, but it is useful. And I'm always looking for ways to make life easier, better for me and for everybody else, and certainly for you, because you're my listener. What do you think about Vaseline, right? You know that very old-fashioned jar that has looked the same forever? It has the same logo, the same sort of nondescript look, Vaseline. Mostly people use Vaseline for emollients. You know, you put it on your skin, maybe on your mouth. That's about it. Right? But this article that I read on AOL.com has 19 uses for Vaseline. I had to check this out. First of all, the product is 140 years old. 140 years old. And like I said, it looks exactly the same as it did when it started. Don't know how it began, but it has many uses. So one of the uses, of course, the basic use, is to put it on dry skin. You find a place where it's cracking and peeling and you put it on dry skin. But here are some things I did not know and I'd love to share with you. If you're trying to open a nail polish bottle where it's all sticky and mucky, put Vaseline under the cap and then you can open it much easier next time. Sometimes when you have lipsticks, they go on your teeth and it looks really stupid and it's embarrassing. Well, put Vaseline on your teeth and this way the lipstick will not stick. And this is a little trick apparently in beauty competitions. The contestants do that. If you're doing a spray tan with summer coming up not too far away, to prevent streaks, rub on the backs of ankles, knees, and hands to stop the tan lines, right? So if you're going for that spray tan, put this on the back of your ankles, knees, and your hands so that you don't have that weird look there. Another way is they're saying you can have your eyelashes grow. A little Vaseline on your lashes at night will theoretically lengthen them. They will lengthen. It may make your eyes all goopy, but it will help your lashes. So that's another use for Vaseline. If you want to keep your perfume scent longer, so that it will last longer, rub a little Vaseline around your wrists and neck, and your perfume will stay with you longer during the day. That's one I never heard of, so that's a good one. For your hair, they're saying if you can put some Vaseline at the ends of your hair, it will beat the split ends. You know how your hair can split? This will keep it together. Maybe a bit greasy, though. I'm not sure I love that. Another way to use Vaseline is to touch up the scuffed boots or heels. Wow, that's a good one. I just bring that to the shoe guy and he fixes it. But no, put a little bit of Vaseline on your scuffed boots or heels and they will look refreshed. Let's put it that way. This one I was aware of. When you're doing a little hair dye and it goes on your skin, you want to prevent that from happening. You put Vaseline around your hairline so it does not dye your skin, or it makes it very, very difficult for the dye to come off. So that's another way of doing it. More dry skin stuff. We know that. We know about putting it on your face for smoother skin. Here's a good one, using it as an exfoliant. You add sea salt to your Vaseline and you scrub away in the shower. That's a wonderful idea. I love that one. Oh boy, there's 19, my goodness. I'm going through the list for you. If you struggle putting on your earrings, you can put Vaseline through the hoop and it will slide right in. Okay, that makes sense. And if you're plucking eyebrows, rub a little on the area to soften your skin. So all excellent ideas. My goodness, who's thinking about these things? And what about removing sticky leftover glue from false eyelashes if you do wear false eyelashes? And what else do we have here? Cuticles. Okay, that makes sense. Use it for your cuticles. Keep them from drying out. Finally, the last one is for makeup remover. Put Q-tips in Vaseline and you can take off your makeup quickly at night. Some great tips for you on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. John's 12-year-old daughter, Molly, usually gets home from school around 3 o'clock. When she wasn't home by 5, John was worried. By the time it got dark, John was freaking out. He wanted to call the police, but he's heard that to file a missing persons report, the person has to be missing for at least 24 hours. Is this true? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
There is no 24-hour rule to report a missing person. In the case of an adult, 24 hours is often given to see if a person appears on their own. But if you know of a missing child, call the police immediately. Do not wait 24 hours. And that's the final verdict.